dire. Being having that letter to this gentleman by the name of Law, I decided that I should be polite as my father and mother would have told me to. And before starting classes at MIT, I looked for him. And I found that he was president of a university called Harvard. Well, I must say that we had never heard of the name of Harvard in my family. And of course, now I feel I must apologize for that. But nevertheless, that was the case. So I called on Mr. A. Lawrence Law, who was on the second floor of, where were we?
University
Hall. He was extremely kind to me, asked me what I wanted to learn. And I told him I wanted to learn how to run a factory. So he smiled and he said I was going to the wrong place and I should go to a place called the Harvard Business School. Whereupon he took me downstairs to University 17 and introduced me to Dean Wallace B. Dunham, Dean of the Harvard Business School. Dunham agreed that the ideal place for me was the Harvard Business School, so papers were transferred from Tech to the Harvard Business School, and I stayed at the Harvard Business School. So I can stop here. What do I push? I spent a year at the business school studying mostly industrial management, factory problems, and the Taylor system, industrial accounting, labor relations, statistics, and corporate finance. I had very outstanding teachers, Professor Callan, Professor Dewing, Professor Sprague. I enjoyed it very, very much. But at the end of that year, I had met people in New York who offered me a job. So I took it. In the meantime, I'd come to France to visit the family, and they decided that it was probably best for me to stay in the United States because people were so very nice to me. And after all, I could see that I probably could earn a living. Things were not very happy in France at that time. They were still suffering from the after effects of World War I. So I came back and was working in New York. About that time, or during that period, I should say, the business school asked me to come and give one or two lectures, which I did. And then, sometimes later, asked me to come back to the school as assistant dean, which I did. My office was in University 17, in a room next to the room where I met Dean Dunham when he convinced me to stay. I shared an office with Donald K. David, who was also assistant dean. My job was to worry about coordination of courses, and I worked on such matters. I also worked on terminology because at that time, the terms used in business were not very clear in anybody's mind. I enjoyed that. I lived at what was then the Colonial Club, with a few very distinguished men like Professor Manley Hudson of the Harvard Law School. I enjoyed living there because distinguished people like Dean Greenough or professors in the Department of Economics or Department of History would come there for lunch, for dinner. So it gave me a chance to meet professors in different parts of university. I also presided over the meetings of the junior faculty, which was very interesting. Later on, I worked with the architects and my colleagues at the school on the new buildings, which were being erected on the other side of the Charles River. But before that, one day, there were complaints about the gentleman who was teaching factory problems, and the dean let him go. Then the next day he told me to take the course. Well, I didn't know if I could teach or not, but at least it was a subject that I felt close to, and while I didn't know very much, I knew a little bit about it, and I studied it very hard. So I spent hours and hours at night studying it, and I took over the course in Factory Problems of Taylor System. I think I had 11 students. The following year, the dean told me to keep on teaching, and I started the course in manufacturing, which was then my own course, and was bent towards factory matters, at least at the start. I think I had about 90 or 100 students at that time, and I taught in Pierce Hall at the engineering school, Pierce 110, I think it was called, and then in Emerson D. During that period, these buildings were being finished, and we moved over. My main recollection is that the dean's office, I believe, was in Gallatin Hall, because Morgan Hall was not finished. And it's, I lived in Glass Hall with Professor Homer Vandebloo, the economist, as my roommate. It's during that year that I met Edna Blanche Allen, who had just returned from California, was working at the Harvard Economic Service on commodity prices. In California, she had been assistant to the director of Food Research Institute. Her mother, who had lost her husband, was living in Glendale. Edna became quite interested in the work of the business school, asked to be transferred to the business school, and became my research assistant. During that period, I had convinced the Chamber of Commerce of Paris to start a school based on the case system. That school was to be called the CPA. Two people from that school, including the director of research, came over to study our methods and decided that we should start, first of all, a Bureau of Business Research to be called the BRIC, B-R-I-C. They asked Edna Allen to go over to organize the Bureau of Research, the Bureau of Business Research, and to show them how to write cases, which she did. She was there a year. She met my family. By that time, I liked her very much, and we decided to get married. However, she was not quite convinced, but she did not want to go back to California to live. She came back on the French liner. I went to New York to meet her. Pier 57 North River, New York City. When I arrived at the pier, I realized that two of my competitors for Edna were there also. So I went to the marine superintendent, great big, tall, fine Irishman who was a friend of mine, Tom Wolfe. And I said, "Tom, when the ship docks, who is allowed to go on board?" He said, "The French line personnel, the press, and people with passes, like you." Well, I said, "Today, do you mind if you change the rule slightly and just let in French line personnel and the press?" He said, "No." Remember, he looked at me and he said, "Okay, boss." So when the ship docked, I went on board, leaving my two competitors on the dock. And I went to Edna and I said, "Look, if you don't say that you're going to marry me, I know the French line very well. You stay on that ship and we'll take you back to Paris." So she said she'd marry me.